This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
All right, thanks for being here this afternoon. We are going to talk about ECHO, Empowering Community Hope. Brandy Louise, thanks for coming in. First of all, let's kind of explain more about the name. Exactly what is it? What does it mean?
So Empowering Community Hope Organization is the acronym for ECHO, and we are a broader part of Every Child Oregon, which was established in probably early 2018. We came about in August of 2018 after our co-director, Debbie Horton, heard about Every Child Oregon and thought, we can do that. We need that in Douglas County desperately. And so she's kind of the brain behind the organization and our awesome word plays on this kind of stuff.
So this is a lot of work that's taken place in a short amount of time.
Yes. Debbie Horton is very, very organized. She's one of our co-organizer directors, like I said, with Julie Brown. But she has come alongside and helped spread the word in this area and get lots of good team members on board. And we've been able to do quite a bit in a short amount of time.
Now, talk about what your role is.
My role, I'm a community partner. So my job is to help get the coordinators, the volunteers, and everybody all organized and on the same page and to get to the root of where the feet on the ground kind of have to happen. And so I'm kind of the liaison between the board, the directors, and then the volunteers in the community. So that's my job.
So how did you get plugged into this?
Debbie, she's very persuasive. So if anybody knows Debbie Horton, you know she's very persuasive, as our board members and other members on our community group know, because she can tell a good story, and she's good at helping us feel the need and the desire like she does to be a part of something bigger.
So do you have kind of a background in doing this type of thing?
I have not had much of a background in doing this specifically. I have a heart for kids. I've always had a heart for kids, whether they're, you know, in big families or not in families. I've always had a heart for kids, so she knows that. I'm also a nurse. I'm also involved in my church. And so those are the organizations that she hopes to partner with to get us in a bigger and broader spectrum in Douglas County. And so she thought that, you know, I could be a helpful tool in that area. So she brought me on board.
So what are, when you talk about helping foster kids, what are some of the things you guys are looking at?
One of the biggest things is we want to be encouragers, and we want to provide hospitality to not just the workers, because the DHS workers are overworked and our system in Douglas County is hugely overtaxed. And so one of the things that we like to do is try to help them. We try to meet monthly and do an encouraging, whether it be notes, whether it be just sending cookies or just cards or whatever, some kind of encouragement once a month to DHS and the workers. And we also try to encourage the foster parents that are involved, because they get tired too. And we try to encourage the children, especially, because we don't want them to feel like they're just part of a system. We want them to know that they're loved and cared about.
Over the years, for a long time, it seemed like the number of kids in foster care in the county kept going up. And at one point, there was a number, and I don't remember exactly what it was, and people were, like, alarmed. But now it's, like, twice that, or if not more. How many kids are in foster care these days around the county?
I have notes from a couple months back, but I don't have any current ones, so you'll have to forgive me for that. But as of earlier, just before summertime, we had 334 children in foster care in Douglas County, but we only had 172 families. But of that, there was 104 child specific. So of the 334, 104 people had those selected kids, like it was a family member or a special friend knew about the situation and so took those kids in. So that left a huge number. So the general families that were available were only 68, and that left, you know, over 220 some kids that didn't have a place to go. So those numbers are staggering, and you want to have, you don't want to have 20 plus kids to each family. So we've been trying to get more foster families in place, and that has actually been growing. Our numbers over the last couple months, we've just seen an increase in people going to the website and signing up, which has been huge.
So when somebody is thinking about doing that, I imagine they've got a lot of questions going into that process. It seems like this is one area where there's a lot of unknowns.
There is definitely a lot of unknowns. But one of the great things is we're partnering with DHS and Oregon as well. So the Oregon Human Services as well as Douglas County. And the Oregon State Human Services has partnered with Every Child Oregon, and they have made the Every Child website their place to sign up for people interested in fostering and adoption processes. And that's awesome because we can help line people up with the education and the answers that they need for those questions to get them to even be a short-term foster parent or a long-term adoptive parent, either way.
I imagine there's got to be situations where the need arises, and sometimes when it does, it's a very quick turnaround. It's not always, in fact, it's probably rarely one of those things where you can sort of plan, okay, we'll do this in a while. Suddenly it's like, here's a situation, can you help, like right now?
Exactly. And one of the awesome things about our group, Echo Every Child in Douglas County, is that we have a program called My Neighbor, which anybody who volunteers on our site can select different areas in which they're interested in helping. And one of the areas is My Neighbor, which goes about what you just mentioned, Kyle, was, you know, all of a sudden you have a child in your home that you don't have any items for. Maybe you don't have the right bed for them. Maybe you don't have the right clothing for them. Or if they're involved in soccer or sports or something and they don't have the needs that they, or the things that they need to do those items or those things, they reach out to us or reach out to DHS, and DHS reaches out to us, and we send an email to anybody who has partnered with My Neighbor, and we say, this happened, and if you are interested in helping, can you respond or reply or let us know? And so we have that huge resource on our email list, and then those needs are usually met within 24 to 48 hours, and it's pretty awesome how good the community has been so far, and we don't even have that big of numbers yet. We're hoping to get more. Everybody out there.
I've been told that when kids a lot of times go into foster care based on whatever they're coming out of, a lot of times they're really literally bringing almost nothing with them.
Almost nothing. They usually, what's really sad, and there's a I don't know that it's a joke, but they talk about the fact that they have just everything they own in a garbage bag. And so one of the things we also do is we provide duffel bags for teenagers and goodie bags for the kids that can provide just some basic necessities, things that can get them started and help them about with even just like school supplies or toothbrushes and soap and just little things that they're going to need to get them, like an overnight pack or whatever, to get them started. We also have things called fidget bags and boxes that we make for kids that have to sit in the DHS offices waiting for something to happen. And we have people who put those things together, and then we take them down to the offices and let them sort them through by doing age-specific children and doing different boxes. So we can't always be specific to what each child needs, but we try to do a general of what do you need, and if you're this child and you're this age group, how can we help you? And so we try to put those things together for them.
Going to take a break at Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. Brandy Louise from Echo Every Child Douglas County. More when we come back. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com. 1245 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson at 1. We've got something special planned for Umpqua Valley Live this afternoon, part of KQEN Local Talk at 4. You'll have to listen back for that to find out exactly what's going on this afternoon. Brandy Louise from ECHO, Empowering Every Child in Douglas County. Now, see, I'm still not getting the name right. So how do you exactly say it?
It's Every Child Douglas, and we are part of that. So ECHO is a branch of Every Child Douglas.
Now, you've got a lot of things that have been going on in the past few months to kind of build some support for what you're doing. Talk about what some of those have been.
Well, we could start with the golf tournament because that was our big one. It was our big fundraiser we did out at Sutherland, and that was fantastic. And we had huge support from the community, and everybody who played in that tournament said it was a wonderful tournament. So we are doing that annually, so look for that next year as well. But that helps us to provide funds for different things. We've been involved with the drive-through at Wildlife Safari that supports the foster families, and so we provided meals for that night. We have done Christmas gifts and Christmas parties for last year for DHS. This year, we're trying to really get our focus on the teenagers that are involved in foster care. And so we're looking for gift cards that we are doing at least $25 gift cards. So that's something that the community can do to help us, is to either gift them to us or gift us money to get them. But we also have the Tends to Tend. That's $10 to tend, like care for, T-E-N-D, the kids in foster care. And that is one of our easy to do $10 a month programs. What else have we been involved in this year? I love the Wildlife Safari one. That's a huge fun one we get to involve. Oh, the shoes. We provide shoes. We did a fun shoe drive, and partnered with Starbucks in Sutherland. They were a fantastic donation center for us, and they did great at collecting shoes and getting those provided to our kids. Let's see.
Well, it seems like you guys have stayed very busy.
Yes.
With things, and not only helping the kids. You mentioned something a bit ago that maybe folks don't always think about, encouraging the DHS workers. Talk more about that.
Yes, that is huge to us. We think that the people who work behind the scenes and at the Department of Human Services are sometimes underappreciated. And so we want them to not be discouraged. We want them to not lose hope in what they're doing, because they're doing such a huge service for us in Douglas County by being there for these kids and for these families. Obviously, their goal is to always try to return children to the family. And so they have a huge role in trying to encourage the children, encourage the parents, and being in tough situations. So a couple of the different things that we do, one of them is writing gift cards or writing notes to them, just to say you're appreciated. We know what you're doing. We know you're working hard. We don't want you to give up. This is a tough job, but we're here for you. And so that's something that we could have anybody, whether you have money or you don't have money to help us, we could provide you with a boatload of cards, and you could start writing notes for us just saying thank you for everything you do. But we try to give them something at least once a month, some kind of hospitality once a month, whether we send them cookies, whether we send them fruit trays, or just provide notes and just say, hey, we're here for you. So something like that to encourage them.
It seems like that kind of work would really be, mentally taxing. It could really burn people out.
I agree. And I think that they've had a lot of turnover in the last few years because it is such a huge job. And I know the ones that are there have huge hearts. And, when you have huge hearts like that, those hearts get broken a lot. And so it's important to encourage those people that are working behind the scenes and doing those things for us, because it is easy to lose heart, and it's when you continually see things that you want to make better and they don't always get to be better, but you're trying to make an impact. And so that is one of our big goals, and we do try to do it every month so that they know, because some days, obviously, in any person's life, one week can be worse than another. And so just being able to remind them on a monthly basis that they are important and their work matters is good.
Not everybody maybe realizes, for kids in foster care, what kind of age range we're talking about here.
Oh, from birth. Kids that can be taken right at birth, all the way to age 18. At age 18, they are considered adults, and they can, what's the word? It's not foster out. It's
age out kind of thing.
Yeah, age out. And there is some programs, so it's not like they're just dropped off, but, you know, to try to help them get an apartment or whatever. But still at age 18, foster parents do not have any more rights to them once those children turn 18. And so they have big responsibilities in being able to try to help those kids as well transition into adulthood is something that's important.
And family size of kids impacted can really vary as well, right?
Definitely. I know that finding homes for teenage children is one of our most difficult things, and some of our foster homes have as many as 10, I think, of teenagers right now. So it's huge need, and being able to get those children placed in a home that they can feel safe and cared for is important.
So for people who hear about the need, I mean, you've talked about some ways that you can help in terms of gift cards and finances and different things like that. But what about the actual folks that would take a child in? What's involved in all that?
Well, boy, that's a loaded question. Being able to provide care and companionship for these kids is the biggest thing. You don't have to have a big home. You don't have to have a huge income. You don't have to have boatloads of money. What you need to have is a safe place to put these kids, a room to provide for them, and care. And then you are provided a stipend, however you want to say the word, from the state when you accept a child, and you get a monthly amount depending on the age of the child and what those child's needs are. Plus, you also have the family of ECHO to be behind you and say, what else do you need? And we can provide education tools, which we're working on too for the youth of, and that's another subject coming in, but provide education for the foster families as well as the kids in care. To help them get through that transition, even if it's just for a short amount of time, like a couple days or for a couple months.
Yeah, and talk about that time length, because my understanding is that can really widely vary too.
It can. You're right. We can have kids that are in foster care from as little as, you know, 24 hours to kids that turn into years long, that turn into totally being adopted by the family that they're with. So it does vary. It varies depending on the situation the kid is involved in and the situation that they're taken from.
Now, do you guys have periodic meetings where people can come and find out more about some of the things you've just talked about?
We do. We have recurring meetings. We have them on a scheduled basis, where we do them right now, obviously, by Zoom because nobody can meet. But our website, Every Child Douglas, has tons of information about volunteer discovery, fostering, explore fostering on a regular basis. And we have them quarterly, and they repeat so that it's no obligation, no cost, no none of that. It's just information, and we have those on a regular basis.
And then if people want to maybe ask some questions, is there a phone number they can call or a website they can take a look at to get more information?
So we have our everychilddouglas.org is our website. We're also on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, we're on all those things. But email echoeverychild@gmail.com is one of the easiest ways, and we can always return phone calls. That is also one of my jobs, is I get to return phone calls to people who inquire and ask questions on email, me or my coordinator Mindy would be calling and answering those questions for people.
All right, Brandy Louise from ECHO Every Child Douglas County, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
You bet. 1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.